You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 16th and we start in 2006 when Queen's Greatest Hits was declared the biggest selling album in British history. It still remains number one today. And back on this day in 1976, Beach Boy Brian Wilson gave his first formal interview for 8 years. He appeared on UK BBC Two's Old Grey Whistle Test. And on the Beach Boys news on this day in 1988, the group's former manager, Stephen Lowe, was sentenced to 5 years probation for embezzling almost $1 million from the band's accounts. It's a lot of money, but not enough to hire the Rolling Stones in 2002. Oh no, on this day 20 years ago, Texan multi-millionaire David Bonderman hired Mick Jagger and company to play at his 60th birthday party held at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. The band charged him a cool $4.4 million, apparently. Wow. But for today's show, we're looking deeper at a classic song recorded on this day 58 years ago. Yes, recorded on this day in 1964 was the brilliant Animals version of Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It was a song that had originally been recorded by Nina Simone, but was covered by many artists, most notably, of course, 60s legends The Animals. Now, it reached number 3 in the UK, top 5 in Canada, and number 15 in the US. And Rolling Stone even included the song on their list of the greatest 500 songs of all time. At the time, Cashbox described the song as being a striking combination of R&B and English rock, and for me, Eric Burdon's vocals are brilliant on it. Now, I spoke to Animals member John Steele earlier this year, and he talked about this hit and a run-in they had with Nina Simone about it.
We weren't aware of Nina Simone's version of it at the time, and so we just did our own arrangement of it, you know. And then we had a bit of a spat with Nina later on when we were on a TV show with her, and she was pretty angry woman. Wow, stroppy. She had a right go at us for being, you know, little white boys pinching my song, you know. And Eric said, that's your song, you didn't write it, it's Benny Benjamin wrote the song, you know. I mean, we just did a version of it. She was really snapping and snarling, she was, you know. But wow. Eric stood his ground, and we had a bigger hit with it, you know. In the short term, you know, and chart wise, I mean, her version's never got tired ever. You know, it's a brilliant version. My daughter's favorite version of it is Nina Simone. she always said, "You did that too fast." You know, Nina Simone's got a better version. You know,
where's the loyalty? Where's the loyalty? Eh?
The brilliant John Steele there, as you can imagine. He has some great stories to tell about his time in the Animals, in particular the crazy success of the 60s touring the US, being treated like royalty with a cavalcade procession in New York, and much more. You have to check it out. It's in full on episode 63 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for November the 16th. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. But until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.